thank you. This video is essentially to say thank you. We've hit 53,500 subscribers since I've been taking this channel seriously, since about March 2024. Brutally Honest Advice for .NET Web Developers hit 466,000 views so far in about a year and a half. And since then, I've actually been trying to share my trials and tribulations with .NET and Microsoft technology with the world. I'm not a Microsoft MVP. I do this for fun. I don't work for Microsoft, and I do it kind of to connect with the world, okay? And for that, for my sins, I get YouTube comments. Now, people complain about YouTube comments, but in reality, it's great. I get to see what people really are worried about, thinking about. They have a go at me. You know, they say I'm wrong. That's great. I've learned quite a lot from my commenters. So to say thank you, it's time again, once more, for this year's viewer comments.
You only watch the channel for free technical training.
First up, Lotney Orient commented on my 50k celebration post with, "Hi, will you be posting any tutorials on your channel about C#, WPF, XAML?" Probably not. It's not my thing anymore. I started off my .NET career with WPF, like a lot of people. Taught me MVVM. I love MVVM. But it's not my thing. I do web. Sorry. Lotney, go look at, maybe Nick Chapsis will do some. Yeah. Next up, Sir Benjamin. He's a frequent commenter. Thank you, Sir Benjamin. Sounds good. This was a post on how to save .NET open source, my last video. Sounds good if it's a few people working on something. However, if an open source project is largely community-based, what happens then? There are a few people I contribute to where the author largely is just merging in other people's work. So if the author here is just merging in other people's work, the author maintains a copyright. They would have to distribute that. And the contributors, by default, maintain the copyright to their contributions. They would have to assign their copyright to the author before he can even join this program and make money on those contributions, is my view. So this would be up to the author to distribute those funds. This Jaywalks 9918 on my How to Save .NET Open Source video says, doesn't this mean Microsoft will make less money? No, my argument is that if the .NET ecosystem was healthy, more people would join it and you'd get people actually paying for new Visual Studio subscriptions, new C# dev kit, more Azure revenue. That's my argument, okay? So though I think increase the pie, Microsoft gets more money. So this would be good for Microsoft, okay? On the .NET security issue is scary. Video, request smuggling, yeah. What I find most compelling is a back and forth. Someone from .NET security can't forward a question to the IIS team, then the organization is in big failure mode. So people have a go at me a lot about this, that I expect teams in Microsoft to talk to each other. I don't see Microsoft as a collection of teams because I'm well and truly outside Microsoft. Nothing to do with them, basically whatsoever, okay? I wear a .NET hat sometimes, that's it. I see Microsoft as one entity, not multiple, okay? So I'm judging them based on a single entity. And the fact that the head of .NET security couldn't just ping someone on Teams to get a quick answer to this stuff, to respond to the GitHub thread, I think is not great form. On my second follow-up to the Honest Advice video, the 2025 edition, Fly in the Sky says, why are stored procedures bad? Considering that this is a backbone of any SQL DB, it will all come full circle. Stored procedures. The reason I put stored procedures as a new red flag this year on my roadmap video was that it's normally a sign of an organization with serious legacy problems. Unless you're a bank really running critical, crazy software from 10, 15, 20 years ago, you don't put new stored procedures in something today. Right, a database is for data, not for business logic, is my pedantic argument. Again, on the security issue, this guy says, the Lil Russia says, my employer still uses .NET Framework 4.8. Does this affect us? Well, the Lil Russia, no, it doesn't. The bug was in .NET Core for probably about a decade, not .NET Framework. This gentleman sent me a whole dollar in a strange currency. Said, thanks for the great post. Are the MVPs scared to lose their status? No comment. Sorry, buddy, but thanks for the dollar. Sheikh Mohammed Nawaz on the Visual Studio 2026 video said Visual Studio 2026 Insiders doesn't support Crystal Report. Why? Because Crystal Reports is a dead technology, sir. It was a joke that when I installed Visual Studio 2008, it said install Crystal Reports as part of the installation package. Only .NET boomers will understand, right? On the second follow-up video to the recent series of Visual Studio 2026 pain videos, this guy said, blink twice if Microsoft is holding you hostage. On the same video, TechSamurai11 said, you're in Japan. Awesome. Did you build a house there in Akiya? My wife is Japanese. We travel there often, except when we go to Greece. I suppose you can figure out where I'm from. Okay, so an Akiya is an old abandoned house. You don't build an Akiya. And we did build a house. Not where I am at the moment, but we've built a house. It's cool. I highly recommend it. Normal people can actually build the dream house in Japan, which would never happen in the UK. On the Visual Studio 2026 performance video, will you be wearing the swag they send you for this on camera? Did Microsoft pay you $7K to make this video? No, and no, no, I just made it, okay? I think I upset the Visual Studio team. Got this great comment. What kind of useless video is this? Who gives up if it takes 5 seconds longer to start VS 2026? It's not like you're opening it 100 times a day. Are you? Do you have something more interesting to show or talk about these days? No. I'm seriously wondering if this whole video is a joke, like some of your other recent ones. All my videos are jokes. This is an entertainment channel, okay? I make this for my own amusement. It's not a business. I don't do it properly. It's for fun, okay? So JP, Eagles and Cats, thank you for watching. Thank you for the engagement. There are far more serious .NET YouTubers out there that you should go and watch. This guy then also sort of made me a bit sad. Ed, please, can you just build the world? Assist on improving instead of complaining. The complaints wouldn't help anyone, just draining the energy. I complain because I love the product and I want it to get better. And unless somebody calls it out, it's like the NHS in the UK, okay? It's not beyond criticism. You have to be able to criticize it or they won't fix it. And actually, as a result of this series of videos, they did fix some stuff. So sorry if I don't complain on here. Where else am I going to complain to, okay? On Brutally Advice, the 2025 version, could anyone elaborate on what's wrong with stored procedures? Devs use them all the time. I've answered that question already, Mr. Clippy. C# 14 in .NET 10 is amazing. What are your thoughts on the why of these changes? Demand from the dev community, inspiration from more highly abstracted languages like Python for the fun of new features. I'm personally sometimes skeptic of syntactic sugar syntax like ++ because it's not very explicit. Nice vid, cheers. Well, thank you. Thank you for watching. Deregulo 4778. And thank you for staying subscribed. Everybody should subscribe because the like number going up. Until they do discriminated unions in C#, I think nobody cares anymore. Just get the discriminated unions out, then have a break. We don't need new features every single year. I know people have promotions to work towards, but unless it's a community driven thing, then we don't need new features for a while. And in fact, I think C# 14, they should have a break for a while, for a couple of years. I mean, Go, the language, is popular because it's simple, right? And C# has so much stuff in it. One C# project can look completely different to another. And this is a real problem. This is not a good thing. So please slow down, guys. Okay. Same video says, do you use VS Code in production, says Kurt Mantle. I tried it only last week and find it's still a long way behind Rider. I'm wondering if I'm missing something because I've seen a few influencers using it lately. I'm not an influencer, I'm just a guy with a rubbish YouTube channel, okay? I don't influence Jack Diddly Squat. But I do use VS Code in production. I think it's pretty good, right? I do use full fat Visual Studio in Windows on a virtual machine, Azure DevBox, for big, hairy stuff. But for everything else, everything that's modern and is sort of .NET core only, I will use VS Code. I think it's pretty good. The C# dev kit is shockingly badly licensed. But other than that, I think it's good. File-based apps in .NET 10 are awesome. Script with C#, that video said, hi, just wondering, are you still using your Happy Hacker keyboard? And the answer is yes, I'm using this one, but this is the old one. Okay, I've got two. This one I use here where I am, and yeah, so this particular keyboard has been going for 17, 18 years. Best keyboards ever made. Happy Happy King keyboard. Professional. Fantastic. Slick stuff, neat stuff, says, is WPF dead? No, of course not. It now looks like our other dead platform, Win UI3, which looks like our other dead platform, Win UI2, which updated the look from our other dead platform, UWP, which updated the look from our other dead platform, what were Windows 8 XAML apps called again? Metro apps, yeah? A lineage of deceit and failure. This is way too negative. This is not a Microsoft bashing channel, okay? This is a Microsoft weird superfan channel. You missed Silverlight, by the way, in your hate comment, yeah? So try again next time. I did go through a phase of doing some AI stuff, actually. I did a chatty agent bot thing on custom voice AI agent video. And this guy, Abraham Laria, says, hi, what type of lights do you have and how they interact with the code? I was using Philips Hue lights, which are really good. Have a REST API to the little bridge thing that you plug into your network. Highly recommended. Philips Hue. On my This Is Not Good, Use AI or You're Fired video, Aris, FS1IP, says, AI has reached its intelligence limit. It is a great tool, but with serious limitations. It can automate routine tasks. Why do they still overhype it? I have sold all my S&P and NASDAQ stocks already before the recession. I sit on cash. And, oh my God, this is 3 months ago. I'm sorry, buddy. Really sorry there. You should have held, shouldn't you? It's gone up like 10-20% since then. And on my sort of clickbaity.net Mary team layoffs video, I can't leak my sources, sadly. Dan Cyprian Ardelian says, what is often overlooked is that both Uno and Avalonia are built on top of .NET for Android. Therefore, recommending that people avoid .NET Mary and opt for Avalonia and Uno platform solely because of recent layoffs in the Android runtime team demonstrates a limited understanding. Okay, so they basically laid off the people responsible for the .NET Android runtime, and now Uno are contributing engineering resources towards it in collaboration with Microsoft, because Uno is, I think, Uno and Avalonia are definitely primary beneficiaries of this. It's a really bad look for Maori that they won't keep this expertise in-house, is my view. All right, if you managed to get that far, thank you very much for watching. I do read every single one of the hundreds and sometimes thousands of comments in total that I have on this channel, every single one. Thank you so much for continuing to watch and subscribe. It's .NET Conf next week. It's going to be a big special video. Looking forward to it. Thank you for watching.